Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Doctor, I have a question.
Yes, Douglas, I'd be happy to answer it. But as I've told you several times, this is a hygienic facility and shirts are required in the office.
Listen, Doctor, this friend of mine's been experimenting a little with steroids and he's been having a lot of wet dreams. Could there be a connection between those two?
Douglas, get off the juice. And as far as the nocturnal emissions, why don't you take a swim? Buy a shirt with no holes in it, find a beautiful vahine, and take her to dinner.
Tell my friend he said so.
51st dates, of course. Sean Astin. Sean.
By the way, God.
A classic.
No Good Nick. That's the reason he's talking to us right now. He's on Netflix starting today, and the star of the show is Sean Astin. Welcome back.
You were ripped in that movie, though. Were you on the juice?
I'm not. It was protein shake. If you saw the movie, you know that what he means when he says protein shake. But No Good Nick, it's so funny the way you just said it. Now it sounds like a phrase you'd hear in New York in the '50s, like, "Ah, he's a No Good Nick." but this is actually a show about a 14-year-old girl who is happens to actually be a con artist, a scammer, and a thief. And so it's like she actually is a No Good Nick, which means bad person. So
yeah, I'm ready. It's you.
That's funny.
And you and Melissa Joan Hart's character welcome this young lady into your life to straighten her out?
Well, yeah, she shows up on our doorstep like, "You didn't pick me up at the train station, and my parents died a year ago, and I've been in foster care since, and I'm supposed to live with you, and you don't even know who I am." And we're like, whoa, what? What's going on? And we're good people, so of course, and I'm like, "She's family. You got to take her in. It's a sitcom. You know, there's like, the dad doesn't even question it." And then we take her in. You know, the mom is, you know, Melissa Joan Hart's character is a little bit like, "Wait, what do we have? Like another kid?" "No, I don't understand." And the daughter is like me. So we have a son and a daughter. And the daughter is this altruistic, and she's always like trying to clean up the beaches and save the environment. And now she's got a new project to have a new sister. And the son is a little bit like, "Wait a minute, this doesn't sound right." He's the skeptical one. So, but what you come to find out is she's there to steal from us.
Okay.
It's not a random house. So, that she's picked. She's targeted us for a very specific revenge reason. So the show actually kind of gets dark.
I was going to say, unlike a network show, obviously it's Netflix, so it sounds like it's going to get dark. All right, cool. Yeah.
How many episodes?
Well, we just finished on Friday our 20th episode, but last night Netflix dropped the first 10.
Okay.
So people have to, and I stayed up. I had to be that yokel who's like, "My show is live." And I watched it and... I have to do a radio tour this morning, and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, what was I thinking?"
Did you watch all 10 episodes last night then?
Not all 10. I went through and I clicked on certain episodes and certain sequences because we'd seen them.
Yeah.
But it was kind of piecemeal over the last couple months. There's a couple of sequences that I really loved that I wanted to see. And I wanted to remind myself what the end of 10 was, because we've been, you know, now we, the actors, know, and the show knows what happens at the end of the series. So I couldn't remember what the cliffhanger was at the end of 10. So
it's all changed.
Was this the scene? Sean Astin is sitting around in his media room. The clock strikes midnight, and then you fire up Netflix, and it's ready to go.
Well, if you call my bedroom the media room, then yes.
Okay.
That's exactly what it was, And I was also like trying to look at the feed on Twitter, the No Good Nick hashtag.
Yeah.
I'm such a goober. I mean, I learned to do this actually with Stranger Things. With you know, I was in season two of Stranger Things,
right.
And because that show was such a hit, when it dropped, when that one dropped, it was everyone was live tweeting, and we were all kind of binging. It was an all nighter. So I actually got a couple hours sleep last night, but now I realize that, you know, and not only that, but with Netflix, it's global, it's worldwide, it's
yeah.
in like 20 languages or something like that. So I can tell you what the Germans thought of it if you need to know.
Maybe later, Sean Astin with us. Sean, you know, you've been in a ton of stuff that is cultural. You know, I mean, you know, the Lord of the Rings, Goonies, Rudy, things like that, and then. So what brought you back to Netflix, to a regular sitcom, although a dark sitcom, you know?
You know, I mean, I really think because my character in Stranger Things, Bob Newby,
mm-hmm.
was this kind of, the audience really responded to him. He was this nice, sweet, loving, affable guy, which in that world was like just a breath of fresh air because there was such, you know, craziness and monsters and everything going on. And I think that Netflix was like, he would be a great dad in a kid show.
Cool.
And, you know, my mom, Patty Duke, did the Patty Duke show in the 60s.
And we're old guys. We watched that. Yes, we did.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. And then my dad, John Ashton, was Gomez in the Addams Family.
Yes, he was.
Yep. And my little brother, And then my little brother was on The Facts of Life. So those three family members had, like, a major comedy on television. And I've been like this black sheep just doing movies for 30 years.
Black sheep.
So I needed to I had to punch my way into the family, you know what I mean?
Did you have a bunch of famous people coming over, visiting the house while you were a kid? And did you're not starstruck as a result? Or are you still starstruck?
My mother was president of the Screen Actors Guild.
Oh, my God.
So okay. Our living room was indeed filled with working actors. I remember, you remember the show Emergency?
Yes,
and,
yes.
There was like, It followed the police one, Adam 12. So yeah. I remember, like, the most excited I was when the Adam 12 and the emergency guys came over.
Oh, yeah, because that was your wheelhouse as a kid, right, exactly.
That was my wheelhouse. I wasn't old enough to go park in their cars or anything, but I definitely was like, lemonade, can I get you some iced tea, anyone?
Yeah, but you probably saw some famous people that you really didn't even care about, right, because they were not in your wheelhouse.
What, you mean like Ed Asner or something?
Yeah. Okay. I love Ed Asner.
You were more enamored with Randolph Mantooth and Kevin Tighe.
Exactly, yeah. Right, exactly.
And we would have been too.
Oh, yeah, especially for that, yeah. Sean, I'm watching a random episode. I'm watching Big Bang, and all of a sudden, bang, you're there. So that's a great recurring character right now in Big Bang, correct?
Yeah, I mean, so No Good Nick is filmed in front of the live studio audience,
right.
And I had never really done that before,
mm-hmm.
And we're on this three-week-on, one-week-off schedule, and on 1 week off, they're like, oh, why don't you jump over and do a Big Bang Theory? And I ended up doing three of those, and I love that show from the very beginning. My mom and I love that show, and so I was hoping she was looking down on me with that one. But no, it was, what a thrill that was. Oh, my gosh. And then I got to do, on one of the hiatuses, an episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah,
so,
no,
like,
exactly.
I'm killing it, people.
You punched your way back into the family by being on TV. No Good Nick premiered last night on Netflix. The first 10 episodes are up there now, Sean Astin. Thank you, Sean. Good luck. Talk soon, all right?
You guys are awesome. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you, brother.
Take care.
Very cool. You're right, the Screen Actors Guild. I mean, we were talking, Tom and I, last time off the air, that we had Sean on years ago, and we think Rudy was in the studio with us, the real Rudy. Or was Hat on the studio, and we called Rudy.
That might have been it.
Medicine Hat was here, because Medicine Hat was a friend to the actual Rudy from the real guy, and we called Rudy while Sean Astin was on the phone. I think that's what happened.
I think we did, yeah.
I think that's what we did, yeah. And that was pretty cool at the time. And obviously, I'm not a Notre Dame fan, but when that movie comes on, you can watch 10, 15, 20 minutes, half hour of that right away. It's Rudy. It's Rudy.
Well, being my age, the Goonies is one.
Oh yeah,
for me,
that's sure. Huge for you. Right?
I mean, yeah. I've now gotten my daughter into the Goonies.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a classic for
me. And none of us watched Lord of the Rings, but I know when you posted his photo up there the other day on Twitter, it went crazy.
He retweeted that.
Yeah, he did.
He retweeted that.
Okay,
yeah,
because
to his followers,
there's a lot of people. I mean, like, he's been in all the Goonies, Lord of the Rings, and Rudy right there. That stuff that sticks with people's lives for the rest of their life, right?
And he got to hang out with the Emergency and Adam 12 guys.
That's funny. Who haven't acted since.
And I just
not true. Not true.
A couple of them are out there. I get that, but they're not the famous guys they were at the time.
The reason that 51st Dates clip was on my mind was because I'd just seen it on HBO, and he's really good in that movie, too.
Yeah, it's funny.
He's funny.
Mr. Skin is going to phone the program later, too. Looking forward to seeing, talking to Skin.
We didn't get a chance to ask him if he got into UCLA on his own.
Oh, that's a good call. Oh, was he a UCLA guy?
But I'm guessing he did.
Film school, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Don't they have a good film school there?
I believe they do. I think USC does, too.
He walked on to the football team. And they said, you suck. And they kicked. And he said, no, you can't play. You're not
Go make movies.
You're small. And he might have been a play in 1978,
right.
six,
but
not
now. He might be able to walk on at Notre Dame.
In 76, but
this is UCLA.
Yeah. We're bigger now.
It was on this date in 1865. President Abraham Lincoln died hours after being shot by John Wilkes Booth at Washington's Ford Theater. He was 56 years old.
You know what? I wouldn't have guessed. You could have.
Yep.
I was going to say you could have held a gun to my head, and I wouldn't have guessed his age. So I just said it anyway.
Poor choice of words in this situation.
I know, but that's exactly what I was thinking. You could hold a gun to my head, I wouldn't have guessed he was 56.
Did the state of Maryland erupt in a collective cheer?
Oh,
probably. They weren't the only ones.
Yeah.
Maryland, my Maryland, she's not dead, nor deaf, nor dumb. Huzzah, she burns the northern scum. She burns, she'll come, she'll come.
And Lincoln's an asshat.
He's not, by the way. Lincoln was the best, obviously.
So, yeah.
I don't think anywhere in the country you're going to hear it brought to your attention that this was this day like we did there.
Right, yeah. I think he has a pretty high approval rating.
Yeah.
To this day. He's right up there with...
He freed people, though.
Santa Claus and Jesus.
He freed people.
When it comes to approval ratings.
Yeah. He freed people, though.
And we are also celebrating National Canine Fitness Month.
So have your dog do some sit-ups today?
Yep.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Take him for a walk. We took a couple of the fatties for a walk over the weekend.
Oh, don't body shame the
dogs.
Not
joints
Come
the
on.
Dogs, right? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A couple of them are fatties.
Yeah.
Need to knock off a few pounds.
Well, who keeps feeding them from the table, Todd?
Yeah, our dog's a fatty, too, man.
Well, someone will accuse me of throwing them some people food.
Yeah, me too. They're dogs. They want to be happy.
Yeah, but you can't let them get too fat.
No, I know that. Oh, believe me. I know that, you know.
They're not that happy when they're that fat.
Our dog's so small, when it loses a pound, it's a big deal.
Well, yeah, if your dog's normally 8 pounds and all of a sudden it's 12, that's a big deal.
It ain't 8 pounds. It's heavier than that.
When our dogs lose a pound, they're down to 80. We got a couple that are smaller than that, but not the fatties.
No.
Well, the fatties are probably a good 75,
Check 80 out
pounds.
The video I shared on Twitter yesterday of that dog taking out that kid going out for a pass in football. Have you watched that yet, Puss?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
How big is the dog?
It's a big white...
The kid's pretty small, too.
Yeah, the kid's small.
Like a Pyrenees or...
The kid's probably 4 or 5.
The dog plays great safety or cornerback. He just levels a dude, man.
I see him as more of like a safety coming down in the box.
Saying, get that crap out of here.
Hitting that tight end coming across the middle.
Yeah, I found it on Twitter and I shared it and people loved it. It's funny.
Delta Airlines is looking to give passengers more personal space. They are reducing the amount that seats can recline on their Airbus A320 plane.
Oh, they're not making the seats bigger or anything.
No.
That's
no.
Good. I've always thought, I've always been courteous. I don't recline. If there's somebody sitting behind me, and there always is,
I recline about a half inch to an inch because you can do that without bothering anybody, and your body it helps your back just go back a little bit. But I don't mind people do that, but some of those planes, they used to recline into your lap.
Yeah.
And you could you felt like you're a dentist. You could reach around and work on their mouth.
Yeah.
And that's the bigger planes that do that. Those small regionals I fly just go back about an inch anyway.
And when your knees are already stuck into the seat in front of you and then somebody reclines, it just makes it that much more uncomfortable.
Right.
You asshat.
Here's what you do. So,
that is one of my biggest gripes with flying.
When somebody reclines in front of you, put your head down on the tray like you're taking a nap, and it weights it down even more, and it aggravates them.
Oh, I just try to move my knees around in the middle of their back as much as possible.
Yeah, I've done that too. I've done that,
as much as I can, I try to shift my knees and just jab them in the back.
But I don't run into that problem very often. Most of the time, it seems that most passengers are courteous. And
well, I think a lot of these flights anymore don't go back. It seems like they used to go back a lot further, you know, 7, 8, 10 years ago.
I don't think they do.
Yeah.
Because of the, you know, how little space they give you.
And people are just getting pissy. Yeah, you know, great. I got this dude's hair in my face.
I think the closest I ever came to really coming unglued was when I had a lady in front of me recline her seat.
Yeah.
And she was probably 5'3".
Oh.
And was...
Well, that's not about her legs. It's about her back.
Working on her laptop. And she was all stretched out and reclined.
You're
and
just mad she's 5'3".
I'm just back there curled into a pretzel. Like, you... Put your seat up.
So they are reducing the amount the seats can recline on the Airbus A320 planes from 4 inches to 2 inches in coach and 5.4 to 3.5 inches in first class.
5.4 to 3.5.
In an attempt to make the in-flight experience more enjoyable.
Yeah, I can see that. That's actually a pretty good distance when you're not smushed up against somebody.
Well, another 6 inches of legroom would be nice, but that's not going to happen.
They're not going to do that.
Right now, they're all crying because they're...
And also belly room on the side. There's some big people that fly, and it's really not their fault.
Their max planes are sitting down, and they're missing 32 seats a flight.
The country.
And several flights a day.
Yeah.
Like 100. I heard Delta is missing like 100 flights a day.
Southwest also missing a lot.
That's because those planes fall down.
Yeah, it's going to be at least a couple of more months before
I hope so.
Anything happens.
They're not maybe build new planes.
But apparently they're looking into it.
Story of a 25-year-old passenger during a flight from Minneapolis to Phoenix began touching passengers' faces. Which is weird enough.
Yeah.
Some stranger comes over and touches your face.
No. That's a grandma thing.
And spraying them with some kind of liquid. From a spray bottle.
Oh, man.
In the face!
That just happens to you while you're sitting there waiting for the flight to be over.
Was it a hot chick?
Did we get an explanation?
It was a 25-year-old gentleman.
Oh, dude, okay.
A witness who spoke with the Arizona Republic said the man was also swearing and hitting multiple passengers. Unknown what was in the bottle, the passenger jumped from the plane shortly after landing in Phoenix. The crew called ahead for law enforcement to meet the aircraft shortly after 6 a.m.
Wait, he just jumped out of the plane?
Wait
for the jetway to come?
After landing and taxiing to the gate, the flight crew was readying to disembark the disruptive passenger when the man opened the service door on the opposite side of the aircraft and jumped out. Landed on the ground about 10 feet below. Minor injuries.
Oh,
workers stopped him. Yeah. He's taken into custody by the workers.
Yeah. We've seen Jim Carrey fell out in Dumb and Dumber off the jetway there. That's a good fall.
Yeah, that's got to be
careful,
a
man.
Good 10, 15 feet, isn't it?
Man, right down,
it says approximately 10 feet.
Right down in the macadam there, the cement. Yeah. And the show was called Dumb and Dumber, too.
I think he was meth strong.
all this guy? Yeah.
Methamphetamine strong.
Yeah. Meth monsters bounce.
I got one of those t-shirts, by the way.
Meth monsters bounce?
Methamphetamine strong.
Is that like Weeble's wobble? Meth monsters bounce?
It all goes to a good cause.
Yep, it does. We had Sean Astin on, in case you missed that. Always a good conversation with Sean Astin.
No Good Nick is a series on Netflix, and you can start watching it today.
And you can watch Mr. Skin at your desk every day. And he's going to phone the program next.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail.
Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.